Yeah, let's have a look at what's been going on in China as well here in a little more detail, because we've got Chinese regulators ramping up efforts to support the stock market, which saw little reprieve from Chinese President Xi Jinping's speech. Let's discuss all this with Sophia Horta y Costa, Bloomberg Chief China Markets Correspondent. Sophia, looking at all this, there wasn't a lot for market bulls in China to get their teeth into.
Yes, exactly. Nothing really to be excited about over the speech, but there was an expectation that she would announce any kind of market-friendly measures. You know, I've been writing about the very idea or the very hope on Wall Street that we would get any signal of a COVID zero pivot out of this party congress, and I've been saying that hope was misplaced, and very much so. I mean, that was kind of, you know, the speech really doubled down on the fact that it's a policy that China will stick to. So any conversations beyond that, beyond what will happen to Chinese markets, really have to be based on what will happen to COVID zero. So nothing really for traders to cling to. Nothing specific, nothing new, nothing different. It was really kind of a damp squib for markets.
Yeah, you could kind of tick through. There were a few positives, like pushing science and technology, but there were plenty of negatives too. So it seems like the main takeaway was a slight negative for markets. But then we get the Chinese regulators talking about companies being freed up to buy back more shares and easing some curbs on overseas mutual funds in making purchases. Will that suggest a little upward push? And there's always the national team as well.
Yes, really putting a floor on markets. And there was a little bit of a positive reaction to that as well. It's not just corporate buybacks, which we know can be extremely effective. I mean, I'm sitting here in New York, and that's been used in U.S. markets as a tool to support prices. It's a small amount. It looks like it will be a small amount, and also still quite a lot of restrictions around that. But at least 13 mutual funds in China announced on Monday that they'll buy their own equity products, and that will also shore up confidence in the market. You know, if mutual funds are buying their own equity products, then retail investors should have the confidence to do so as well. And also the sense that China on the regulatory side will, and this kind of feeds back to the whole opening up narrative, will continue to reform financial markets and will continue to allow for overseas investors to play a bigger role. And that is really, I think, the story for next year. Where does China stand on that? And does it still want overseas capital to come into its markets? Because we've had such severe outflows this year, and that would be what would really put a floor on Chinese markets.
Well, Sophia, today we were expecting industrial production, GDP, most importantly, retail sales, jobless numbers, fixed asset investments, and all of this has been delayed, and reason given. Now, the thing is that that's not exactly investor-friendly, is it?
I think this is a classic case of officials in China not knowing how to communicate to financial markets, or maybe not really seeing that as a priority. I mean, I think the what really kind of spooked or confused analysts and investors is the fact that this was done so last minute. I mean, had China said 2 weeks ago, we're not going to release this key economic data because every single important person is gathered and very distracted doing something else in Beijing, called, as we know, the Party Congress, then that would have made a lot of sense. I mean, I remember commenting 2 weeks ago, you know, why is China releasing the third quarter data in the middle of the Party Congress? It makes no sense. But the fact that they decided with no explanation to change or to delay so last minute, I think really, China needs to learn, I think, how to kind of do that part better. Just communicate to market, make sure that things like this don't unnecessarily confuse people, because that's what gets people nervous.
There might have been a little bit of a bounce in there of slightly more than, say, 3.3% for GDP, and that would be better than the prior quarter. But in any case, much below the target. But let's go back to like your first comment about how we may see some short-term support. It's almost like if you see a dead cat bounce in the U.S. and on Wall Street, whether you just want to go in there and buy, knowing that further down the road there may be some losses. Do you think we'll see some aggressive buying of Chinese shares here in the shorter term?
I think the word you use there, aggressive, is the key modifier. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised to see some buying. The prices are so depressed. I mean, the CSI 300 is down 22% this year after already a bad year the previous year. But the key thing, the overhangs in the market, they're all still there, and there's no clear path forward on the property market, on COVID zero, and no sign that any of that will change. So until we get clarity on that front, that word aggressive won't happen. We could see some buying, and really the important thing for markets is finding a floor right now.
Yeah, and maybe they just tell people don't sell into it, so it may not be that aggressive on the buying, but if you don't have sellers taking advantage of the better prices, we could see some gains. Okay, thanks very much, Sophia. Always fun, always interesting, and always something to learn. Sophia Orte-Costa, Bloomberg Chief China Markets Correspondent. This is Bloomberg.